Well, don't waste the opportunity of your human life. Yeah? There are 31 realms of existence. 25 are in the heavenly realms. It starts with the fairies, you know, that live in the world, up to the highest realm of heaven. Yeah? Then there's the human realm. And there's the animal realm, and the ghost realm, the demon realm, and the hell realm. Yeah? In the hell realm, for each precept that we don't keep, there is one specific hell, yeah? With its variations and degrees, light to very, very strong. Yeah. Altogether, there are 25 different parts of the hell. Yeah? For each precept, yeah, we go to a different kind of hell. Yeah? But the human realm, and that's why I said it is very important for us to understand. The human realm is there, is where we have two opportunities. Yeah? We have the opportunities to do a lot of merit, and also the opportunity of doing demerit. But we have also the opportunity, yeah, and it's the best place for us, yeah, to get out of the samsara, yeah, out of the hamster wheel, out of dukkha. Yeah. That's why the human realm is so precious. Yeah. When we think about merit and demerit, yeah, I mean, the merit can lead us to heaven, yeah? And in the heavenly realms, most of the time, I mean, we don't create a lot of merit or demerit there, yeah? We can, yeah? But in the human realm, with every word, you know, with every action we create, yeah? We create karma, we create either merit or demerit, yeah? And sometimes it's neutral. So that's why this human life is so important, and that's why we should not waste it, yeah? I mean, in the heaven we enjoy our merit, yeah? In the hell we get rid of some of the demerit, yeah? And in the lower realms, you know, we also get rid of some of our demerit, yeah? But in the human realm, yeah, every moment that we say something, every moment that we do something, I mean, we create this merit and the demerit that we, you know, that we use in the other realms. Yeah? In the other realm, I mean, we don't create any merit or demerit, yeah? Mostly in the ghost realms, I mean, we just wait until our demerit is gone, yeah? Then we can come back to the human realm. So, I really want you to understand this, you know, I mean, how precious, yeah, how precious this human life is, yeah. Actually, there's a story in the suttas, you know, where, where it is said, you know, that a woman, you know, who lived with her husband in the heavenly realm, you know, I mean, her merit was gone, you know, and then she came back as a human being. And for 70 years, you know, she did nothing else in order to making merit so that she can come back to her husband, you know, in the realm. Yeah? And after 70 years, she died, and then she went back up to the heavenly realm. And then her husband said, wow, I haven't seen you for the whole afternoon. Where have you been? Yeah. So 70 years of merit, you know, I mean, just for coming back, you know, to the heavenly realm. She didn't think of anything else. Huh? And what do? I mean, when you look at this world, I mean, most of the people just waste their time, waste this precious opportunity that we have. Huh? doing a lot of demerit, you know, doing a lot of bad karma. Or receiving, even in the human realm, receive a lot of bad karma. That's why the Lord Buddha said, 70% of the human population have no other way than to go down to hell, And when you look at this world, it is very obvious, people, there's constant war, there's in Gaza, there's this Holocaust or the genocide, In Ukraine, there's a war where people are slaughtered, And everywhere, it's not in these two places, it is just a peak, Everywhere, even in Thailand, there were some skirmishes, between Thailand and Cambodia, But everywhere, people slaughter them, People kill, murder, steal, and lie, Looking at the West, politicians in the West, they lie, they don't even know anymore that they lie. But that all leads to hell. All these things are precepts, not taking what is, not harming any living being, not taking what is not given. No sexual misconduct. When we look at it, when we look at the world, full of sexual misconduct. No lies, no harsh speech, No alcohol, no drug. Who in this world, will not receive or will not go to hell, when you look at most of the people in the world. But here, when we are here, we have the opportunity. We have the opportunity not only to do good merit, but we have the opportunity to find a way out of this constant wheel of birth and death, of the samsara, where we are born, where we are thrown up, When our life ends as a human being, we either enjoy our merit or we go down, and have to face up with our demerit in one of the hell realms, And then after a long time, and we come back, we come back as a as a ghost and then come back as a human being just to do the things, just looking after our desires, going for our desires, what we want, what we want to become, what we want to be, and how much money we have, how much wealth we have, how much power we have. And all this, when we die, nothing left of it. And there's nothing left of all this wealth, all of this power is nothing. The only thing that we take with us, when we die is our merit and demerit. And this, together with the old merit and demerit from previous lives, will disdain, will destine our future. Our future life, be it in the upper realms or be it in the lower realms. And then we do it again and again and again, wasting this precious opportunity. And it's not only, not all the time, in this world there is a precious opportunity to find a way out of dukkha. At the moment we still have the precious opportunity to find a way out of dukkha. Because there was the Lord Buddha 2,500 years ago who taught us, taught us the path to deliverance, the path to the end of dukkha, the path out of samsara. And he taught us the Four Noble Truths. The first noble truth is dukkha. Dukkha is dissatisfaction, dis-ease, suffering, pain, and so on, discomfort, restlessness, boredom. It's all dukkha. And then he taught us in the second noble truth, where is the dukkha coming from? From our desire, from our tanha, attachment, desire. Desire or negative desire, desire to be or not to be, desire to become or not to become, and so on and so on. And then he said there's the third noble truth, there is an end, of dukkha. And the fourth noble truth is that what we are practicing here. Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. Sila, keeping the five precepts. Here in the monastery, we keep the eight precepts. Samadhi, we train our mind to get one-pointed. putting our mind back on the Buddha, or putting our mind, the moment, you know, the mind goes out in thoughts and memories, we bring it back to the Buddha, or we bring it back to the breath. Knowing the breath or knowing the Buddha, knowing the beginning of the Buddha, knowing the end of the Buddha, knowing the detail of it, yeah? Is it fast? Is it slow? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Yeah? And the same with the breath, you know, is it the in-breath? Is it the out-breath? Is it long? Is it short? You know, is it deep? Is it shallow? Is it rough? You know, or is it very subtle? That is the training of samadhi together with the training of sati, the knowingness of the object that we observe. The object that we observe is either the Buddha or is it the breath, yeah? And the sati is the knowingness about what is happening to the object that we observe. Yeah? And the third part, you know, of the path that leads to the end of dukkha is panya, yeah? Wisdom. Yeah? I mean, we have to investigate everything what we are attached to. And our biggest attachment is to this body. Yeah? To this body, you know, I mean, we love this body or, you know, I mean, not only love this body, we also hate this body. Yeah? We worry about this body, yeah? And we think we are the body, yeah? And we think when we die, you know, I mean, what is going on? Yeah? When we die, you know, the body, you know, is an empty shell, yeah? And the citta, you know, who occupies the body, who is the owner of the body, just goes and finds a new body. Yeah? Just like in nowadays, you know, I mean, if you are the owner of a car and love this car so much, you know, the moment the car needs to go to the scrapyard, I mean, we just go and buy a new car, yeah? If we have the money, you know. Depending on our merit, you know, we can get a good car. Depending on our not so much merit, we get a bad car. And if we don't have any merit, you know, we don't get any car. We go by foot. Yeah. So remember that, you know, the attachment to this body, the worry about this body, worry about sickness, worry about health, worry about long life, worry about, you know, I mean, fragility of this body, and so on, yeah. Feeding it, you know, worrying that we don't have food, you know, worrying that we don't have water, don't have enough sleep, and so on, and so on. We don't have clothes, you know, it is too cold, it is too warm. It's all connected with the body. This attachment, you know, to see this attachment to this body, you know, this constant worry about this body, you know. I mean, when we sit in samadhi, we worry about the sitting position. We worry about the pain, you know. Yeah? And the pain that arises when we sit in samadhi. Yeah? Instead of investigating, you know, our attachment, I mean, we just want to get rid of it. Yeah, that's what, you know, what the world is, you know. I mean, they either try, you know, to get rid of the bad things or, you know, hanker after the good things. Eh? But we don't want that. We want to understand what we hanker after or what we want to get rid of. Yeah? We want to understand what the source of it. Yeah? We want to understand, you know, what is behind all this. Yeah? What is the body? You know, we want to understand. Yeah? I mean, we want to separate the citta from the body. See, the body is the body, you know. I mean, it's just a biological robot, you know. But without the citta, without the owner, the body doesn't do anything. Except for breathing, you know, and a heartbeat, yeah. But we are attached, yeah. We are attached. We think we are the body, and that is the problem, yeah. I mean, that leads to one birth after the next birth, you know, and death, you know, and then birth again and death again, yeah. No matter if it is the human body, no matter if it is an animal body or ghost body, you know, or hell body or heavenly body. I mean, it's still a body, yeah. So, understanding this, you know, I mean, using our investigation, using our wisdom, you know, to investigate and see what the body is, yeah. And put it apart, you know, put it into its bits and pieces, huh? Throw it out in front of you when you sit there, you know, or when you do walking meditation. And take out all the 32 parts of the body, throw them along the path of walking meditation, or throw, or throw them in front of you, you know, and look at them. Yeah? Not with your eyes open, but with your eyes closed. See all the body parts, you know. And what sits, yeah? What sits there and knows these are the body parts, yeah? That's a citta. Yeah? You have to look after the citta. That is, yeah? And see that the citta is the citta and the body is the body. Yeah? It's the same with feeling. Yeah? I mean, who knows that there is a feeling? The feeling doesn't know it is a feeling. Yeah? Who knows there is a thought? The thought doesn't know it is a thought. Yeah? It just comes and goes. Yeah? Just like the cloud. The cloud doesn't know it's a cloud. But we see it, we name it, you know, this is a cloud, this is a white cloud, this is a dark cloud. It comes and then it goes. Yeah? And just like with our feelings, it comes and it goes. Yeah? Just like with our thoughts, it comes and goes. And most of the time it is not even provoked by the citta. Yeah? It just comes, you know, comes in and then goes off. Yeah? Feeling comes in and goes off. So, why do we attach to it? Why do we say it's our feeling, it's my thought, it's my memory, yeah? My consciousness, it's my body, yeah? There's a body, yeah? And the citta knows there's a body, the citta knows that there's a feeling, the citta knows that there's a thought, the citta knows that there's a memory, yeah? And if the mind is very calm, the citta might know there's consciousness or not consciousness, yeah? The citta is the important thing, yeah? And it, because it is attacked, because it is deluded, thinking that this is me, mine or myself, yeah, this is atta, yeah, that's how we get attached to it, yeah. And if we can't, you know, if we can't let go of it, you know, I mean, we will be born and die and born and die forever. Yeah? So take the opportunity. Remember what I said in the beginning. I mean, the human life is the most precious, huh? Or the human realm is the most precious realm in all of the 31 realms of existence. Because here we can do, you know, a lot of good karma, a lot of bad karma, or we can find, you know, what we are trying to do now here is find the way out. Find the way out of the samsara. Find the way out of dukkha. Yeah? Finish it. Yeah? And the Lord Buddha gave us the way, gave us the tools, gave us the, yeah, how we can investigate, gave us how we do samadhi, yeah, gave us all the tools, you know, to find a way out. Yeah. It is up to us, you know, to put in the utmost effort, yeah, not wasting, you know, not wasting hankering after this or hankering after that, or avoiding this or avoiding that. But, you know, investigating constantly, you know, either being in samadhi or investigating. Yeah? Investigating our attachment. Attachment to our views, our opinions, our memories, our thoughts. Yeah? We are attached to all these things. Yeah? And it only brings dukkha. Yeah? Sometimes, you know, I mean, when we think about something, you know, when we plan something for the future, of course, you know, there's sukha, but these things doesn't have happened because the future has not arisen and the past is gone. We cannot change the past, huh? And the future has not arisen. We can only stay in the present moment, this very much present moment. And there, we can decide what to do. We can decide, you know, to sit in samadhi, or we can decide, you know, I mean, to do investigation, yeah? That's what we can decide in this present moment. Now, tomorrow I will do, you know, 5 hours meditation. No. Now we do 5 hours of meditation. Now we do 5 hours, you know, of investigation, yeah? Okay, understood. So please, don't waste the precious opportunity that you have being born in the human realm. Make the utmost of it. Yeah? At least then you can say, you know, when you die, okay, I did all what I could do. Yeah? I did the utmost, you know, to find a way out, or I did the utmost, you know, to create a lot of good karma, so that maybe then in the next life, I start to to go the spiritual life, you know, a little bit earlier. Okay. With this, I end the talk.